Welcome to the Unreported World podcast, Spring 2014. This week we visit a remote area of Madagascar, where the dead make the rules. A set of taboos, handed down from long-dead ancestors, control what you eat, when you work, and every aspect of how you behave. Reporter Kiki King goes to the town of Mananjari, on the isolated east coast, to reveal how one taboo against twins leads to children being abandoned and mothers becoming outcasts.
In rural Madagascar, the dead make the rules. A set of taboos or prohibitions handed down from long-dead ancestors controls what you eat, when you work, and every aspect of how you behave. I've come to the town of Mananjari on the isolated east coast to investigate one extraordinary taboo. In the centre of town, two children who carry an ancient curse.
Village elders came to see me when they were born. I could tell from the way they spoke that they hoped the babies would die.
Giovanni and Venua are twins. And in this part of Madagascar, twins are cursed. Their mother, Ursula, is from the country's smallest tribe, the Antamboka.
Shall we cut them in two?
One of the tribe's taboos is that twins bring misfortune. When her twins were born, she says her husband told her to abandon them.
He said, "Do whatever you want with them, but I'm not giving them my name." He refused to recognise them legally.
She refused to give them up and moved in with her sister and mother. Then her mother got sick and died.
When my mother fell ill and died, everyone said that her death was her punishment because she didn't respect her culture, the ancestors.
Her neighbours were convinced the death of Ursula's mother was the twins' fault.
I was afraid that someone would harm the children. That's why I decided to leave.
Forced from her village, Ursula is now trying to rebuild her life in Mananjari. On the outskirts of the town, more outcasts. If twins are bad luck, Caroline must be the most unlucky woman in Madagascar. She has three sets of twins.
The first set of twins are Carol and Karina, Carlos and Carla, and Cardo and Carica.
This tiny tent is now their home because of the taboo.
It's an incredibly small space. This tent is dark, it's leaky, and it's damp. I can feel it rising through the ground. It's the middle of the rainy season, and they've only got straw matting for flooring.
I've had to move house maybe 30 times. After giving birth the first time, I had to move within a month. My neighbours would say to the landlord, "Kick her out, because she has twins." Hurry up and pack your school bag. I'm going to be late.
Caroline and her husband used to make a living by mending clothes. But moving house all the time meant they lost their customers.
More for me.
Now they can barely afford rice.
Oh, come on, Mum.
Who didn't get any? All finished. Carlos, let's go.
Altogether, six families and their twins have fled from nearby villages to this camp.
Are these two your twins? What are their names?
Patricia.
Mwangi was the first woman to move here 3 years ago, after her family gave her a terrible choice.
My mother said, if you want to keep them, you'll have to leave, but if you give them away, you can stay. I'm not giving away my children. Wherever they are, I will be. Better they die in my hands than I give them away.
This place looks like a refugee camp. And these women really are refugees, but just because they wouldn't give up their children.
Hi, everybody.
The land for this camp was given by the office of the mayor of Mananjari, Martel Razafindrakoto. He's determined to help banish the taboo, firstly, by giving these families a home.
At the moment, the women and their families are living in these tents.
These tents are temporary. The house for them will be built here.
What does this taboo mean for a twin that's born?
Twins, they are not like common children. They are to be rejected. In the deep country, they are not considered as persons.
But and you yourself are of the Atembo culture.
Yeah, of course I am. I belong to this ethnic group, but I don't agree with this taboo. Nowadays, we have got the struggle for human rights, and twins are human. They are members of the community. Why reject them?
When twins are rejected, they often end up here. It's called the Catcher Orphanage. But these twins are not orphans. Their parents are alive, living nearby. The centre is funded by a French charity and run by Julie Razori Manana.
These two were abandoned at birth, like all twins, as soon as they were born. They arrived here 2 days after they were born.
It's home to a dozen sets of twins, but hundreds have passed through over the years.
Who came with these children? A man drove them here. He charges a fee for bringing the twins. They have lots of personality. Do the parents visit the twins?
No.
Has a mother ever returned saying, I want to see my sons? No one's ever come back.
This is the district hospital in Mananjai, where we've heard that an abandoned twin has been brought in. It's only 3 days old.
She's premature and tiny.
She's very small.
The hospital staff know little about her. Only the village she comes from and that her sibling died shortly after birth.
1 kilo 500. It's taboo for the parents to raise her. Where she's from, it's taboo to raise twins. It's so sad to see a little baby abandoned. Sometimes a baby comes here that is healthy. Sometimes they die and I'm very sad. But there's nothing I can do.
She looks so, so tiny and small and frail. It's not a great start for this little baby.
I want to find out more about this twin and how this taboo could be stronger than the bond a mother has with her newborn children. All I know is that she was born in one of the isolated villages out in the bush. In the rainy season, the roads are impassable, the only way to get there is by boat. The Pangalan Canal was built by French colonizers 100 years ago. Most people in these villages still live off the land. The twin taboo is a sensitive subject. Martel, the mayor of Mananjari, has agreed to act as my guide. This is Antanandava, where the abandoned twin came from. I want to meet her mother.
So she gave birth a week ago, and now she's back in the fields working.
Yeah, pretty strong.
Wow.
Her name is Cecile.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Come in.
Okay, we're coming.
Cecile and her daughter, her husband Andrea Burr, her mother and grandmother all crowd in, while the rest of the village looks on.
When did you find out you were carrying twins?
Yeah, she didn't know. She didn't know until the birth.
Were you shocked when they were both born?
At first I was shocked.
Shocked and then afraid for her life because of these twins.
They were so afraid that they gave up the babies.
Was it difficult to have to give the twins away?
For me it was very difficult, because this is an ancestral rule. We had to abandon the twins.
The Antemboka believe their ancestors still live among them and can bless or curse. Following their rules or taboos keeps the ancestors happy.
Do you believe that those twins bring bad luck?
We don't know if the twins bring bad luck, but having twins is a taboo from our ancestors that we must respect.
Adria Burr says that younger people want to get rid of the taboo.
The new generation wants to keep their twins, but the chiefs haven't decided yet.
They tell me the village chiefs can communicate with the ancestors, so they can ask permission to change the taboos.
If it changes, we will keep our babies. If not, we will have to continue abandoning them. It's frightening to live in a community where ancestors make the rules.
Do you think this taboo could ever change?
That is my wish, but I cannot resolve this problem. It's up to the chiefs to change this.
The chiefs with the power to lift the twin taboo live deeper into the bush.
It's a very traditional village. The first ancestor of Tabonga people landed in this village. They can accept our people, but the other tribes do not want to mix with them because of this taboo.
So the taboo has in effect isolated them from other tribes?
That's it, yeah.
The taboo's origins are uncertain. Most stories talk about a battle, a tribe fleeing their village. A woman forgets one of her twins. When the villagers return to save it, they're massacred. The tribe's elders then declare it taboo to raise twins. At Mayor Martel's request, the chiefs have gathered to meet us.
I'm asking permission from you as the elders if it's possible to talk about this taboo. Let's ask the ancestors to abolish this twin taboo. As long as we're alive, we will never be able to do that. We cannot give it our blessing. As long as we are alive, we are not going to dilute our ancestral culture. If you dilute your culture, you can no longer ask the ancestors for blessings.
Do you not care about these children who are abandoned by their mothers?
If she wants to keep her twins, she must leave. It's her choice.
So you don't care about the innocent children?
There's a question. There is some truth there, but what the ancestors have said is not a joking matter. We have a saying that keeping twins is like eating shit. Anyone who keeps twins has no soul.
How do you think the meeting went?
I think it's a deadlock. They are not ready to change their mind.
At all?
Within 2 or 3 decades, I think they don't want to break this taboo.
Back in Mananjari, I want to know how the twin from the hospital is doing.
We've heard the abandoned newborn has been brought to this neighbourhood. She's apparently found a new mother who's going to look after her.
Juliet is a local teacher. She's 40, single, and has never had a child. When they heard that there was an abandoned baby at the hospital, someone came to tell me. I was really shocked. It was a big surprise. I went straight to the hospital to see the baby. The doctor was happy to see me and for me to take the baby.
Juliet has named her baby Niavo. It means to rise.
She's hungry, she wants her food. She really wants her milk.
Are you worried that she's so small?
Yes, I am worried she's so small, but she's eating now. I don't think it will be long before she gets bigger.
Juliet's attitude really shows the difference between the villages and the town. There's a mother who abandoned this tiny baby for being a twin in a village nearby, and yet Juliet's ecstatic at the chance of being a mother. What do you think about the woman who abandoned this baby because she is a twin?
I think that people here who believe and still follow this taboo are not moving forward. What our ancestors thought in the past is not true.
I go back to the Catcher Centre. Another abandoned baby has arrived.
A new twin?
His mother died while giving birth, and his brother died too.
Each week, the local GP, Dr. Maurice, who's also from the Antemboka tribe, checks on the children.
Hands off, Hasina. Leave it. Ah, you can stand up on your own.
Is it a special mission for you to work with twins?
Yes, of course. We are in the same clan. I'm a twin too.
How was it for you to be raised as a twin?
It was fine, good.
And why have you never felt this discrimination?
Maybe because my parents were of a certain social standing.
As he's a twin, it should be taboo for Antamboka to visit Dr. Maurice.
Even the traditional chiefs come to see me. All the traditional chiefs come to see me in my office.
These children will soon be far away from the effects of this taboo. It's rare for twins to be adopted locally. Nearly all these twins are in the process of being adopted by new parents in France.
We are always receiving their mementos, their news and their photos. Some people say that twins should stay here, in their country. Yes, it's better for them to be adopted, so that they have a mother and father of their own. It's good to stay in your own country and live in your own culture, but if they live in a center like this, they will suffer from a lack of affection.
Juliette's baby Niavo is now 2 weeks old. She's brought her to the medical center for a checkup.
Unwrap her. That's good.
Is she doing okay?
Yes, very well.
A little premature.
Yes, there are many premature babies here. Normally she would be in an incubator, but we don't have any. Go ahead and cover her up.
Do all these taboos make your work more difficult?
On est dans un pays pauvre, donc la majorité de la population est analphabète.
Yes, we are a poor country, so most of the population are illiterate. And when they are illiterate, it's difficult to pass on the message. It continues to be passed down from the ancestors, and no one asks why. But when you ask the question, there is no real answer. There is no case for it, but the taboo continues to be handed down. That's what we have to tackle here in this part of Madagascar.
How do you feel now that the doctor says she's doing well?
I'm very happy that the doctor says she's healthy. It makes me very proud. I feel like I'm the one who gave birth to her.
Niavo will grow up in a town that has already begun to move on from the beliefs of the past. And Juliette hopes that by the time she's old enough to understand, the twin taboo will belong only to the ancestors.
The Unreported World podcast accompanies the critically acclaimed Channel 4 television series. Explore more by visiting channel4.com/unreportedworld, where you'll find full programmes on 4OD that can be viewed from anywhere in the world, and Unreported World shorts, which give you the facts and context for each report in just a couple of minutes. Until next time, from me, Krishnagurumurthy, goodbye.